हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Please get a pair of cutters. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
with a little bit more heart. Oh, I can't hear you, please, louder. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna. In starting this program, I would like to start something new within Europe, which is called the Bhagavad Katha. This program will combine a few elements of the Bhakti Sadhana, which is chanting the holy name, hearing about Krishna and meditating about Him. On our Kirtan retreats, we have done a lot of meditations. We will also introduce some of this today, and therefore I need to now arrange a few things. We need to see that there will be peace in the background. And I thought it is maybe the best if we have one peace minister. Suvana Bindu, you want to be the peace minister, or you would... Sorry? Yes, you have volunteered. So it means whenever someone is not needs something, you will give them everything. Huh? When someone loses the child. No. It's very important that when you see devotees talking, that you say to them, we will need the space for meditation. So if they can kindly... make up their mind. I also need musicians. Jai Gopala, I know you're just doing something, but you should all be here with your instruments, because you never know when we will start singing. I need an instrument, which I forgot.
Die kleine Shruti-Box aus dem Rucksack, der entweder vor dem Schrank oder in dem Schrank drin ist.
Und bitte schließ ihn dann gleich an. Ne? Since it is something so new, I request all of you to take part in this with two ears. One is listening to the nectar of Krishna Katha, and the other is to hopefully give some suggestions how to improve it. I think there is a lot of space in using, for instance, computer and digital technology for this, and we eventually hope to start this. So afterwards. No, let me, this is not so important. Now we will start. Gaura Hari, I will give you a sign when you start. Huh? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
My dear devotees, in this afternoon sessions we will hear about the Shrutekshita path, that is, seeing God through the eyes of hearing. We will listen to the sacred scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, which is like the sun, risen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. Many thousands of years, devotees gathered together in one Bhagavatam reading and experienced a mystical miracle, which I hope you will also experience. The speaker of this katha was the renowned saint Gokana. His brother Dundukari had been so sinful that he had, after his violent death, taken on the body of a ghost. A ghost means full of material desires, but no gross body and senses to fulfill them. So, Dundukari had appeared one night in the form of Satan. When Satan appears to you, he comes often with the head of a male goat. And he had come to his brother who was sleeping and said, see me, I'm an evil ghost. What can be done to deliver me from my bad fortune? And Gokana said, I will read the Bhagavatam to you, the story of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just listen. And as Gokana started his narration, ending in the pastimes of the Lord in the 10th canto, Dundukari, the terrible ghost, became free from his terrible curse. At the end of the story, he went back home, back to Godhead in a spiritual body. The people in the audience said, we have also listened, but we are still in our material body. What is the difference of his listening and our listening? Only the servants of God, the Vishnu Dutas, had an answer to this question. He listened with full faith. And because he had no other means for his deliverance, he listened with some eagerness. A second reading was organized 1 month later. No one in the audience this time fell asleep. They listened with a tremendous eagerness in a service mood to the message of the Bhagavata. They listened with great faith because they had seen how a sinner had gone back to Godhead just by listening to the Bhagavata. Today, at the beginning of this Bhagavad Katha, I also request you to listen with full faith and full of eagerness. Then you might go back to Godhead whenever your time is coming. As you listen to the words of the Bhagavatam, flooding your consciousness, please see the scenes before the eyes of your heart. We will start where Krishna had left the village of Vrindavan and entered Mathura. As Krishna walked down the royal path, millions of eyes fell on his beautiful body. These were all his devotees in Mathura who had heard, Krishna, the Lord of our lives, has come to our town and now walks down the royal path, the royal street. But Krishna's eyes only fell upon one person. She was Kupya, a young lady who had a hunchback. She was carrying a plate with different little cups full of sandalwood in different colors and also fragrant ointments. Kupja was on her way to King Kamsa to supply these ointments for his physical beauty. There was a cup with red ointment, with yellow ointment, with blue ointment, and smelling very good. She knew the art of fragrances. And Kamsa liked her for that. But don't worry, although Kamsa violated the chastity of many women, he didn't touch Kupja because of her ugly hunchback. Imagine the scene. Krishna walks down the royal path. Millions of eyes drink his beauty and close their eyes to keep the beauty inside their heart. And Krishna very slowly goes and stops before Kupja. Krishna looked into her beautiful face and burst out laughing. Why did Krishna laugh? You must know that Kupja is actually Prithvi, the personification of Mother Earth, and she was hunched over because there were so many demons on her surface, including Kamsa. Krishna had appeared to remove all these demonic rulers. And he began to laugh because he indicated, soon your grasa, your good taste, and your happiness will be restored. Krishna is the Lord of all humor, so he had another reason why he laughed. He was thinking, in my previous incarnation I was a little dwarf, a pupalyak. Patulyak, a potulyak, yes. Vamana. And because you are bent over and have a hunchback, you are also small, like I was small. Two small people, together we would make an excellent couple. There were two other reasons. Should I tell you one of the two other reasons?
Yes.
Krishna was thinking, the beautiful gopis, they would think, ah, Krishna left us in Vrindavan, now all he gets is a hunchback. Krishna immediately then began to speak to Kupcha. Who are you, O beautiful one? Are you a goddess or are you a human being? For whom is the ointment which you are carrying? And Kupcha, who was mesmerized, looking into the eyes of her Lord, couldn't answer, so Krishna continued. Please forget Kamsa. Give us two brothers, me and Balaram, all the ointment. If you serve us, you will soon receive the highest benefit. Kupcha, who had seen Krishna's beautiful laughter and the waves of beauty coming from his face and his body, was thrilled. And when she looked in Krishna's face, she became totally enchanted, because in Krishna's face there are always two types of nectar. My dear devotees, an ordinary face can produce two types of nectar. One is a beautiful smile, and the second are sweet words. So Krishna did both. He smiled at the hunchbacked lady and he addressed her as a goddess. Now, Kupcha's bhakti starts now. You must know, everyone in town was looking at this scene. Kamsa's spies were also there. who could see and hear every word which was disloyal to the king. Kamsa was known for killing those who went against him. Without any legal procedure. Listen to what Kupja said in the face of the whole town. I am a simple Dasi. From my family side, we are all servants of the king who supply him ointments since generation after generations. But now when I look at you, Krishna, I can understand no one is more qualified to receive this beautiful fragrant ointment than you two brothers, you and Balaram. She said, forget the king. I serve Krishna. Then he said something, she said something very meaningful. My name is Trivakra. I'm bent in three places. But my character is not bent. I'm simple-hearted and honest. In my previous life I was Mantara, but now I'm no longer crooked. Very significant statement. No one meets Krishna in one life, says Rupa Goswami. Usually it takes a few lives. As preachers, we know this. When we meet people who spontaneously are attracted to Krishna, it seems to them that they are continuing where they left off at a distant time. Yesham tvantagatam papam, says Krishna. Those who have in previous life acted piously and a few other qualifications, they can engage in my service with determination. Who was this deformed woman on the streets of the royal path of Mathura? Long, long back, she was the servant of Kaikeyi, one of the four wives of the king Dasharat. One day before Lord Rama was crowned the prince of Ayodhya, Mantara, who had a hunchback then, came to Kaikeyi and said, we have to avoid this. And by her crooked words and crooked character, she could poison the mind of the queen so that she approached Dasharat and said, make my son the king and send Ram into the exile.
I onda je ona svojim ispaljenim naravi i svojim pokaljenim rečima zatrvala Kajkeji, tako da je Kajkeji prišla na Šarotu i rekla je, želim da moj sin bude na prestolu i pošli, da pošliješ gospodin, da pošliješ Rama u znanstvo.
To say it simple, this woman on the royal path where she met Krishna was an enemy of the Lord already in previous lives as Mantara. But she had a turn in mind when she was flooded by the nectar of Krishna's face. A turn in mind, a change in mind, we say. My dear people, dear skeptics, and high class devotees, when you hear the nectar of Krishna's face, his sweet words in his message of Bhagavad Gita, you can also have a change in mind. And when you meditate about the smile of God, then you are attracted to him. So this woman said, I beg you, from this day on I'm no longer the servant of Kamsa, I am only your servant. You must know, a Vedic king like Kamsa has many servants. One for his frizura. One for putting on the socks. The clothes. There's one servant just for cutting the nails. There's one story I need to tell you. Sometimes these kings had so many servants that they couldn't do anything any longer on their own. There was the king of Lucknow who was in his palace when the British soldiers attacked. Everyone ran away, all his servants also. Soldiers were coming closer. But he was sitting on the chair and said, servant, servant, bring my shoes. Even now in India, and the British captured him like a home-kept canicle of, how do you say, hare, you know. This little, like rabbit, yes. Even to this day on, when in India there is someone who doesn't want to do something, you call him the Nawab of Lucknow. I think we should do this. When someone doesn't want to do service, we can say Nawab of Lucknow. Dear devotees, see how exalted Kupja's bhakti was. Kamsa was such a demon. He was killing everyone right and left who would oppose his government. He is called to be the incarnation of fear. As long as one is fearful to surrender to Krishna, one cannot give 100%.
Mm.
When you are fearful and afraid, what will happen? What will happen? You cannot give 100%. Kubja didn't even mind to lose her life to become a servant of Krishna. Why was she so fearless? Do you have any idea what is the basis of Kubja's fearlessness? Love, someone says, yeah? Huh? Shukadev goes, very good answers. Would you like to know Shukadev's answer? Why was Kubja so fearless? Pishala maduya hasita lapavikshitai dashitat madado sandram ubayo anulepanam. Kubja's mind was overwhelmed by Krishna's beauty. Her mind was filled with Krishna's charm. Her mind was full of Krishna's sweetness. His smiles, his words, and his glances. My dear devotees, if your heart is full with material thoughts, you will fear what you love most. We all love Krishna in some ways or are attracted to Him. But if we don't bring Krishna's beauty and words into our hearts, we will not make the step to surrender to Him. If our heart is not overflooded with Krishna's sweetness, our surrender will always be conditional. Only when the smile of Krishna arises in your heart, the sweetness of the Lord fulfills you, then you will naturally give Him your words, your mind and your activities. Let us meditate for a moment on this concept by singing Krishna's glories. Hare, Hare, a little higher. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. We heard how Krishna is so beautiful, but exactly how is he beautiful? Well, you must know that each of the human beings' age has a certain beauty to it. The age of Kumara or childhood is known for gentleness, naughty behavior, and absence of facial hair and all this playing. I remember once some Matajis got a slight of how I looked when I was 3 years old. And they all fainted. So slutky. Now I'm old and ugly. The charm of childhood, it's just with the eyes and ooh-hoo, and the mothers and fathers are ready to give everything to their sweet children, even though they scream like hell. Then comes Poganda, the age of 5 years to the end of 10th years. Their child is very clever and skillful. And then comes the age of Kaishora, where it is until the end of the 15th year. You know, we have one Kirtan band, the Mayapuris, and these boys are still very young, and then they do Kirtan, and then they take their shirts down, and again all the women go, ooh, and faint. I want to wake you up, that's why I talk like this. Imagine Krishna embodies the beauty, the special characteristics of each of all his age in his body at the same time. That is, even when he is in Kaishora age, his eyes go like a little butter thief, a little child. We saw this beauty, this type of body in the saintly personality of Srila Prabhupada. Yes, he was an elderly gentleman, but he could sometimes be like a child. For For instance, once he came down a staircase, at the end of the staircase, he turned around in a, it's called this movement in a pirouette in German language. I think it's international. Just very happily, he danced around like a little boy. He was going to a program where a few hundred people would listen to every word and take notes. But when he reached the end of the staircase, he danced like a little boy. And he said, "My spiritual master made me like this." Yes, we are charmed when we see the characteristics of childhood appearing in a wise saint. How incredibly charming Krishna must be with all these different advantages of all the three ages. Extreme gentleness. Naughty behavior. Skillful. Clever. And in the blossom of his youth, so beautiful. When people would see Krishna only once, they would start cursing Brahma. Why have you made eyelids which always have to blink and close so that we can't see Krishna? And people would praise Indra. You have 1,000 eyes on your body. Usually it's a little anomalic, you know. To, it is said the ornaments on Krishna's body were actually only becoming beautiful because of the contact with Krishna's beauty. Even cows and birds and other animals would manifest ecstatic symptoms when they saw Krishna's beauty. Sometimes devotees asked, why is Krishna, if you look at the altar, standing in a threefold bent form? And the devotees say, his burden of beauty is so heavy that it bends him. But others have given another explanation. Can you see Krishna's foot? The foot is pointing towards someone very special. And with this foot, he wants to touch the zari of this very special personality. So, when Kupya saw the waves of beauty coming from Krishna's body, she forgot everything, including her fear of Kamsa. So she very carefully lifted the chadar from Krishna's chest. And started to use some sandalwood which was mixed with a yellow color and began to rub it on Krishna's body, starting from just above the navel and going upwards. Then she decorated Krishna's chest, the arms, and she had used fingertips up till then. Now, when she had finished the arms, she took a brush with a very fine hair and started to paint Krishna's beautiful face. With her left hand, she was holding Krishna's face. And then with the right hand, she was moving a dancing little brush on Krishna's beautiful face. And finally she had completed her work. Very beautiful, very beautiful. I have heard she used with yellow color, this is with red color. A little bit like this color. For contrast. Yes. At one stage, Krishna must have said, this is enough now, this is enough. But Kuvja said, no, just a little bit more. Just come a little bit closer, my Lord. And in this way, Krishna contemplated, well, Kupcha loves me so much. I have said that if she would serve me, a great benefit would come to her. I am now satisfied with her bhakti. And Krishna took, the Bhagavatam says, his two hands, the two fingers of his hands, at her chin. I will now show her the fruit of my darshan. The fruit of my darshan. And he smiled. And just give a little jerk. And immediately, the hunchback was gone. My dear devotees, this happens also to us when we take the darshan of the Lord. We may be bad in our heart. So many material desires. Karma. And then when our karma is frustrated, we become angry. You know, the heart disease, huh? You know. I have it very strong. Lust and anger. But when you allow Krishna's darshan to come in your heart, you straighten up. So after Krishna had put his two lotus toes on Kupcha's toes, given her his Krishna jerk, and Kupcha looked beautiful. She had hips like Lakshmi, beautiful round breasts. She looked really like the most beautiful woman you can imagine by the touch of Krishna. Everything and everyone who's touched by Krishna becomes beautiful. There is one verse in the Bhagavatam which I think you will love to hear. It describes how Krishna came back from a long absence to the town of Dwaraka. His devotees in Dwaraka were lying in the town almost like dead people because they suffered so much his absence. Then when Krishna came to the edge of town, he took his conch shell, a big, fat, bold conch shell. And to revive his devotees, he blew. Into this conch shell. And the conch shell, although it was only a conch shell, turned red by the touch of the lips of Krishna. Like maybe a woman turns red by the touch of the lips of her beloved. Srila Prabhupada writes a comment here. He says, the Lord is all spirit and matter is ignorance of this spiritual existence. By spiritual contact with the Lord, everything becomes spiritually reddened like the conch shell in the grip of the Lord. Krishna consciousness, touch of the Lord in the heart, changes your whole life, changes your whole aim of life. If you have touch of Krishna in your heart, your energy level changes. As we will hear later by some other examples, you will become joyful and healthy by the touch of Krishna in your heart. In Kali Yuga, there is so much dark energy. So much tamas. So much pulling us down. And the symptom is that we fall asleep when we hear about Krishna. But when love of Krishna enters the heart, bhakti, we can't hear enough. Yosh, yosh, yosh. More, more. Yes. What should we do? Chant more. Hear more. Read more. It will cleanse the heart like the flow of Mother Ganga, who flows from the upper to the lower planetary systems and cleanses everything on her way. I would like to contrast at the end of this katha two people.
Ja bih sada za kraj ove priče želela da uporedim tamo
Both were servants of Kamsa. Both knew the Lord from a previous life. But both acted in totally different ways. One was the washerman, who colored also Krishna's cloth. He was a Ranjan, a color, you know, not just dhobi. He was coloring also the cloth. So, when Krishna asked him for the cloth of the king, Krishna thought, I'm a person from the village Vrindavan. I have now gone to the town of Mathura. I need something, some cloth for town. So, when he asked, comes as washerman, the dhobi said, who do you think you are? You're usually dressed in gamshas. You're a cowherd man. Now you want the king's cloth? He was so rude and so afraid to give something to Krishna. He opposed the Lord and even threatened him by saying, if I tell this to the king's men, they will loot your property. If I tell this, that you want the king's cloth, they will take everything away from you. A few minutes, he was liberated from the prison of his body. Only a few minutes later, the Lord met another servant of Kamsa, Kubja, the sandalwood lady. The washerman had a beautiful body, but he became dead and was smelling aggressively afterwards. No, he was touched by the head of the hand of the Lord. He was dead. The lady was ugly, but she surrendered to Krishna and became so beautiful. My dear devotees, whose servants are you? Think about this. Think about this every day. Tell to your mind, I'm really only the servant of Radha and Krishna. And whatever is so-called mine is in truth their property. Hare Krishna.
You have to go down again. Down.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Gita Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Kunya Vihare, Radha Kunya Vihare, Radha. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Jai Jai Shri Hare Jai Jai Shri Hare Jai Krishna, I thank you very much for trying to be attentive, although it is a little hot and sticky or stuffy in the air. I call this hearing therapeutic hearing. We need to hear about Krishna to become free from the disease of ignorance. And the easiest way to enter the experience of Krishna Katha is if you hear in a specific mood. In a service mood. Just listen, even if it is not always understandable. Serve the katha with your attention. It is said when we hear about Krishna from the authorized sources, this is all Bhagavatam, it's from the verses of the Bhagavatam, then there is a transcendental audience sitting always at the back of the katha, and that is Radha and Krishna and all the gopis. I feel very sorry that my heart is still so impure. I would love to be more pure, and then you would be more benefited. I can only beg you to see these words wash over the beautiful form of Krishna. It's like when you take ordinary well water and pour it over a Govardhan Shila, the water becomes holy in contact with Govardhan. We worship it as Sharanamrita. So even if an impure, if a speaker speaks who is not so pure, but if he repeats the words of the Shukadev Goswami, and these words will touch the Lord, and then they will become purifying for the audience. So I beg you to not be like Mahojwala, who doesn't come when such words come. No, we should come and listen. It's a service. Service to Krishna. It's a very powerful process in the age of Kali. What will we gain if we hear about our minds and about what to avoid on our path? Limited benefit is there. Yes, we need to discuss the disadvantages of birth, death, old age and disease. Yes, we need to hear how we are not the body. Yes, we need to know how we have to control our mind. But ultimately we have to do something positive. Ultimately we have to read and hear about Krishna and His holy name.
Na kraju ono što trebamo učiniti jeste da slušamo i da čitamo Krišni i njegovim svetim imenima.
We will not become purified by hearing about the subjects of this word. We will become more attached to it.
I nećemo postati pročišćeni tako što čitamo još više o stvarima koje se pojavljuju u ovom svetu. Na taj način možemo postati samo još više vezani.
But we... It's just like chanting, you know. In the beginning, chanting can be so difficult. We are tired and we want to eat and we want to drive with our mountain bike and go for a swim, everything else. Not chanting, please.
Onda smo umorni, želimo da jedemo, želimo da se vozimo svojim mountain bikeom, želimo da idemo plivanje, sve drugo samo ne želimo da mantramo.
But that's what we have been doing life after life. It doesn't purify our heart from the disease of karma and krodha. We need to now give some patient attention to the beautiful Bhagavatam. And hear about the miracle personality who still can attract our heart if we give him a chance, Lord Krishna. Tomorrow I will start the katha with telling you a secret of Parikshit Maharaj, how he heard on the fifth day, you know, he fasted for 7 days, but how did he feel on the fifth day? It's from the first chapter of the 10th canto. And then, then we will hear something very far out. We will hear about one habit of Krishna to break bows. But that is a surprise. For now I want to thank you very much. And